Hi, my name is Greg McQueen. This is my first audio boo. It's May the 8th, 2010. It's actually about 1 in the morning on May the 8th. Let me introduce myself. I'm a writer from the UK, based in Denmark. I write mostly for teens, dark tales with a twist of classic adventure. And I also write kind of some short stories and web articles as well. I'm also the founder of the 100 Stories for Hated Book Project. I hang about on Twitter rather a lot. I like Facebook. And now, of course, I've discovered Audioboo. But just don't tell my wife. She already thinks I spend way too much time on Twitter. Anyway, this is my first boo, and I'm going to try and boo at least once a week. Updates on my writing, bits and bobs about the 100 Stories for Hated Book Project. And just, I don't know, miscellaneous contents of my brain. It's pretty empty, so there won't be much of that. So what am I up to right now? Really, I'm trying to finish off this novel, Roadkill. It's a thriller for teens. Actually, it's a thriller for boys. There's car chases, there's fights, there's at least one big explosion, and the whole thing kicks off with a murder. So it's just the kind of thing I used to love reading as a teenager, and it's the kind of thing I really love reading now, actually. If you like The Hand of the Devil by Dean Vincent Carter, then Roadkill will be something for you. I'll keep you posted about that novel. I'm due to actually finish the latest draft sometime next week, then it goes off to my editor, so I'll let you know how that goes. Earlier I mentioned 100 Stories for Haiti. That's actually another book. That was actually something I started about a week after the earthquake in Haiti. Like most people, I'd seen all the images on the news of the earthquake. I watched the whole thing trending on Twitter, people just sharing information about the unfolding disaster. And it just got to a point where I really wanted to do something. So I put out an appeal online on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter. I didn't do it on Audioboo because I didn't know about Audioboo then. But I put out an appeal asking for writers just to send me their stories so I could put together this book. That we could sell and just donate all the money to the Red Cross. Within 24 hours of me of posting that appeal, I had over 100 stories. Within 48 hours, I had Nick Harkaway, who's a best-selling author. He'd agreed to write the introduction for the book and donate a story. Within 72 hours, I had a deal with a publishing company. By the end of the first week, I had 500 stories and a whole bunch of volunteers basically wanting to help me put this book together. So the book is now published. It was published on March 4th, 2010. 6 weeks after I came up with the idea, the book was published. You can buy it online, Amazon, any bookstore. You can also download it as an ebook on smashwords.com. It's available there for most ebook readers. It's also on iTunes and audible.com as an audio book. There it's called Stories for Haiti, and it features 20 stories from the paperback edition, and that was produced by BBC Audiobooks America. We really set out to produce a book that anyone can pick up and enjoy, and that really is what the book is. And on top of that, of course, when you buy a copy of the book, proceeds go to the Red Cross, money goes to Haiti. So it really is a chance, you know, for writers and readers just to help the people of Haiti. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to the website 100storiesforhaiti.org. That's 100storiesforhaiti.org. And yeah, you can find out all about that book. Okay, that's it from me. It's my first audio boo. Once my novel Roadkill is done, I'm going to start producing an official podcast for the 100 Stories for Haiti book project. And that'll be updates and interviews with the authors and stuff like that. I'll keep you updated about that. All right, I'm nearly run out of time. So, yeah, this is me, my first audio boo. Like I say, I'll try and do this at least once a week, updating you on just all the different things I'm getting up to. Thanks a lot, and yeah, good night.